It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome back to the Labatt Studio, and it's quarter number two, which means it's time for Tucker's Tape. But first, get into playoff action this weekend with DraftKings Sportsbook app. And to top it all off, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering their best sign-up offer to date right now. You don't want to miss this. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code KSN for a limited time. All new users can get a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook is going all out with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Don't forget, that's code KSN and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. The bonus is comprised of first deposit bonus and a first best bet match, each up to $500. The deposit bonus requires a 25-time playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, so we're going to do our 2019 position reviews. They're back in vogue. We had a football game to talk about last week in quarter number two, which was the Cotton Bowl. So we've done offensive line and quarterbacks. So let's stick around on offense, and we're going to do wide receivers and tight ends this week. Let's start with the wide receivers, guys. And I'm just going to throw it out, and, you know, we're going to talk about all of them. But I'll take you first, Bob. Wide receivers, generally, your thoughts on 2019 for the wide receiver crew?
Is this Flounders tape? Am I getting bumped here? I'm just kidding. I don't care at all.
Well, just real quick, Ross, I'm sure, has his thoughts. KJ Hamler, 900 receiving yards. High second round pick, possible first round pick. And it was everyone else at the wide receiver group. Too many drop passes. I think it's a big year for Coach Parker.
Okay, Ross, I'm sorry.
Sorry about that. Sorry, Ross.
Not at all. I was just busting your chops. I get paid the same either way, dudes. It doesn't matter how many words I say. Maybe not. Ah, the boss, Jim, is taking notes now.
Is that Jim with a work count app?
So, I mean, how much of this is talking about how they did this year versus looking forward?
It's both.
How they did this year, right. KJ Hamler had an exceptional year. I actually thought, if anything, there were probably times they could have gotten him the ball even more or used him even more. I would have liked to seen more jet sweeps, more handoffs, more just getting the ball in his hands.
Ricky Slade.
But he was phenomenal. He is phenomenal, and he's making the right decision. He's a small guy. I know it's a good class of receivers in the NFL draft this year.
It's a very good class.
But I'm not sure. I think he's going to go high second, late first. I don't know that he would go that much higher than that. If he had a really good year at Penn State, maybe he'd go in the teens. But because of his body type, I don't think he'd ever go like in the top 10. People, you know, would be nervous about injuries and stuff, especially with his injury history. I think people would be a little bit nervous about that. It's actually, here's a question I have for you, Bob, about that. He tore his ACL his senior year in high school at IMG.
Right.
And I guess maybe the rehab was long enough that – because he's like a guy that if I'm in a meeting at Penn State, I'm thinking, why did we redshirt him? He was only here for 3 years. He only played for us for two. Mm. Why did we not have him be the kick returner as a true freshman? And maybe he just wasn't back from the knee yet. But this is also why they don't redshirt guys as much. He has two more years of eligibility.
It was so his true freshman year would have been 2017.
Correct.
And they were pretty good at wideout. I don't know if he was all the way back, but as a return, they did have Saquon Barkley to return kickoffs.
Including the first kick return of the second half when they were up 62 to nothing on Kent State or Akron or somebody.
I remember Penn State, but
I remember thinking, I think I tweeted, Saquon Barkley returning the second half of the kickoffs, the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
I think they were pretty comfortable at wideout and the return game, and they just probably weren't – You know, you saw how cautious they were with Noah Kane.
Right.
So I just think they said, hey, let's get him 100%. And the minute that following spring and winter, the buzz around him was just unbelievable. And I was like, there's no way this guy can be that good, you know, having not played. And you saw the Appalachian State game, you know, and
right.
he saved Penn State's backside.
As a redshirt freshman.
As a redshirt. They lose that game without him. No, right. There's no right. question. Whether it was the weird kickoff decision or I think he scored the game-tying touchdown, he was just an incredible talent.
Go ahead, Andy.
No, I was just going to say, the other receiver I really want to talk about, and there's a few more, but Jahan Dotson, this year he was 27 catches, 488 yards, 5 touchdowns. You always kind of wanted – you spent the season saying, gosh, I want to see more from him. I want to see more from him. Can you expect more from him, I guess, is my question.
I think you'll get more from him next year. I think the question is how much more?
Yeah.
And is he a number one?
Right.
I kind of look at him and think he could be like Deshaun Hamilton.
Right.
Like he could be that kind of player. And frankly, they need him to be that kind of player next year. He's got a real good knack for things. He's a good route runner. You know, he's not explosive, but he's got good spatial awareness for run after the catch. You know,
I think he's elusive is the word
I
would use.
Yeah, he just has a good feel for it.
Knack for getting himself in a right spot.
He's a baller. You know what I mean? I think, unlike what we said about Cam Brown, I think the game comes easily for Jahan Dotson. When you watched him in high school
right,
or watched him as a true freshman last year, it just seemed like he had it figured out. And he does have it figured out. They're going to need him. My question is, if he's the focal point of defenses and of coverage and Ohio State puts Sean Wade on him or whatever, is he going to be able to win that matchup? And I'm not sure he's physically gifted enough to carry the load as the number one. Make no mistake about it, Penn State is losing their two most physically gifted receivers. Maybe three if you put Shazenna in there, but certainly their two most with Hamler and Justin Shorter. But Dotson's going to be the number one guy next year. He has to be. He has to have a really nice year. He has to make a big leap between sophomore and junior year, a bigger leap than he made between freshman and sophomore. I thought he would make a bigger leap than he did.
Yeah, I think he was. He's a guy that's never going to be great at one thing. He's going to be good at everything.
That's a good way to put
Ross,
it.
Ross, I just think that if Daniel George doesn't step to the front and one of the redshirt freshmen like John Donmore or TJ, Penn State's going to be, in a little bit of trouble in the passing game because they don't have anyone nearly that can do what KJ did.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Is wide receiver the biggest concern for Penn State as they head towards the 2020 season? Overall, they don't have a number one. They lost one guy to the NFL, a big guy who was a five-star recruit to the transfer portal. Daniel George can't seem to complete the second half of the catch part of the pitch and catch part for in a Penn State uniform. And they've got a bunch of young guys, but they don't have a number one. Would this be concern number one across the board for Penn State for you, Ross?
Yeah, I think it would. It's a very important part of football, throwing the ball, today's day and age. Freiermuth's a known commodity,
right,
which is good. I do think that they'll get the running backs involved in the passing game a lot of screens, a lot of throws, like they did with Saquon Barkley and Miles Sanders out of the backfield. And we've talked about this before. I'll talk about it again. I think they should move Ricky Slade to slot receiver, and I think it's an easy sell. I think, hey, Ricky, you're going to get more playing time, you're going to get the ball more, and you get a better chance in the pros at wide receiver than you do at running back. I don't know if you want to say this part to him, but you're our fourth best running back.
Right now.
Not a lot of fourth best running backs who have the most experience, by the way, end up playing in the NFL.
Right.
So you might want to switch because I do think then his story becomes interesting to NFL teams because it's like, okay, this guy's got good run after the catch skills, blah, blah, blah. I do think those guys will be a part of it. But yes, wide receiver is the biggest need. Daniel George, very disappointing in the bowl game.
Ugh.
Really disappointing all year, but especially right. I thought in the bowl game. You know, some of these other guys, Hip and Hammer, didn't play much. Cam Sullivan Brown. I just haven't seen enough of those guys. I think Hip and Hammer's okay. He might be a guy that if I'm Franklin, I say, how about no baseball this spring?
Right. Yeah, we might need you.
Like we can't. Like you're going to start, dude. Like we can't have you. We need you there in the spring to establish the rapport with Sean Clifford. So it'll be interesting. It's a shame because, you know, typically a guy like Hamler, you'd think you'd get him for one more year.
Right.
You know, and he'd leave with 1 year of eligibility left, but he deserves it. And Justin Shorter, unlike Lamont Wade, it doesn't seem like there's any chance he'll come back. He already went on visits to other schools.
Yeah, and he left before the last game, which regular season game, which was just a bad look.
I don't even know if the guy – that'd be one where I feel like Franklin would, like, have the guys vote on whether or not they would even want him back.
It'd be a tough sell, for I think, for some players on that team.
All right, let's talk about the tight ends in a couple minutes we got left. I mean, the tight ends are much easier.
Yeah, let's talk about the best tight end in the country.
Let's talk about – I was going to say one of the best tight ends, but you
– No, Freiermuth is fantastic. Yeah. He's fantastic. We almost don't need to talk about him. He's a known commodity. He's fantastic. He will be the number one weapon in the passing game next year. He will get the ball a lot. He's a pro. I mean, he is really good. The question in my mind is – and this matters – because they don't have three good receivers. So who will be better next year? The third receiver, whoever that is,
right,
or the second tight end? You know, they did a decent amount of what you call 12 personnel. That's one running back, two tight ends this year with Bowers. Bowers is gone. So is the next guy Zach Kuntz? Is the next guy Brenton Strange? Theo Johnson. And are they better than the number three wide receiver? That's the question. Yeah. I think they kind of like Strange.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, though. Go ahead.
I would just say, though, after what we saw from Freiermuth as a freshman, and I know that he was a little bit older. He wasn't your typical freshman physically.
Correct.
I think anything is possible for a kid like Theo Johnson if he physically is ready. And I just think Penn State's seen it before. They're going to play. They're going to play two tight ends. They're going to play their second best tight end, and I'm anxious to see what Theo Johnson can do in a short time because Freiermuth hit the ground running in August, and by mid-season, he was clearly their best tight end. So I just think anything is possible. The fact that Zach has not really moved up yet
right.
is a little bit concerning, but I wouldn't pigeonhole either of those guys ahead of Theo just yet.
So in I just want to say the one thing we'll tell you to keep an eye out for Penn State, you know Freiermuth, you know Jahan Dotson. Is that third pass receiving option coming from a second tight end, or is there a second wide receiver or slot receiver at steps up?
I think the next option's a receiver. I mean, I'm sorry, a running back.
Yeah.
And that's who they're going to have to throw the ball to a lot.
All right, that's it for quarter number two from the Bat Studio. Ask Ross is next. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN to get in on the playoff action. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.